Okay, right, so today we are beginning on page test, which is Simon Dalad Sif Base. The first Sif of the page, Yudaktik, right? Sif Base. Yeah, we're good? Okay. Hands free, okay. Yudaktik la'awis aleihem mayim shalosh parmim, la'avir ruach ruach shishiru aleihem. The person should be careful to pour water three times on his hands to remove the ruach ruach that is resting upon his hands when he wakes up in the morning. Okay, so it says the Mishnah Berurah in Ches, Sifkot and Ches, right, the second line of this page. Yudaktik, hichutz me'atam hanizkoran b'sifkot na'alev. Aside from the reasons we've given in Sifkot na'alev, what were the reasons we gave in Sifkot na'alev? The Rosh said that the reason you wash your hands in the morning is because you likely touch a dirty place because your hands move around. And the Rashba gave us the reason that the person has is a new person in the morning and therefore needs to wash his hands. So aside from those reasons, we're mentioning an additional reason in this Shulchan Aruch. Shesorech l'tol yadav l'tfilah. Another reason you have to wash your hands for tfilah is shesorech l'tol gam mishum ruach ruach shesheri al yadayim. The evil spirit that's resting on a person's hands in the morning is another further reason to wash one's hands for davening. Ach heichesh danatilehu mishum ruach ruach levad. But if it will be a situation where it's only because of ruach ruach and not the other reasons we gave, le'hoyim mesaknin al zeh brocha. They would not have set up a brocha of Amtsev Yadayim for that. L'chein, and the Sichim Gam L'tamim Hanal. Because there comes out three reasons. Just Ruach Ruach would not have been a reason to make a brocha, although you'd have to wash your hands. But the other reasons we mentioned, the Rosh and the Mashba, would be and are reasons to make a brocha on that Amtsev Yadayim. Just to mention what the Bi'alocha says, in the one line of Bi'alocha, the first heading of this page in the Bi'alocha, he says, in Yadaktik, he says, but yeah, if a person only washed one hand and not the other, then at least he'd removed the Ruach Ruach from that hand. I don't know what the practical use of that is, but if you were touched, well, we're going to get to touching food and stuff later on, but the ruach ruach has been removed successfully from that hand if you wash just one hand three times. Sifkot and Tes, right, to pour upon them. Back to Mishnah Berurah. V'yitleim l'chatchila ad per kazoah. He should ideally be washing all the way up until his per kazoah, which is his wrist. V'im ein l'mayim, he hasn't got enough water. Dai ad kishrei et bo'itha, was enough to wash up to his knuckles. He should be putting out his palms as if he's receiving something. And then he should be lifting up his hands upwards as well, that the water should be draining downwards, not back onto his hands. It's also a good thing to wash out his mouth. It's on a public fast, he should not wash out his mouth. There's a couple of Dushu footnotes on this which come out quite lenient, actually. In footnote number 20, it says about washing your mouth out. So he brings from the Beis Yosef, the reason is that you should mention Hashem HaGodol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name, B'Kedusha of Tara. And a further reason is, a further thing he says is that if a person is an Istanis and he doesn't want to wash his mouth out with the water because the water is not clean, then it's not Ma'akev, he can make a bracha without it. Then he goes again, in number 21, footnote 21 in the Dirshu, he says, we'll just go through the first paragraph, I'm going to read that inside. Even a person who usually washes his hands, washes his mouth out in the morning, it's not correct to wash your mouth out on a tinus. And if a person is bizarre because he didn't wash out his mouth, it could be this permitted, he says. That he should be careful to be putting his head forward rather than backwards, so he shouldn't end up swallowing the water, getting to his throat. If a person is in great tzar, he could actually wash his mouth out on Tisha B'Av as well, according to the Mishnah Berurah. But you should be machmeh on Yom Kippur not to do so. Okay, so that's footnote 21. I'm just doing the first one. Okay. Back to the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Yud. Shalosh pa'amim. He should wash his hands three times. Even if you pour on your hand three times, instead of pouring three times, you pour a lot of water once, that won't help. Because the only way to get the water off is to wash three times. The hainu, how do you do it? First you wash once on your right hand, then you pour water on your left hand. Three times on each hand, alternating right, left, right, left, right, left. This is the famous opinion of the Vilna Gaon, in the Maaseh Rav, which is the various hanhogas of the Vilna Gaon. It's correct to wash four times on each hand. rachara, the three times is to remove the rachara, and then the four times to wash off the water that got tumah from the rachara that's still on your hands. It's not actually removing rachara, it's just removing the rachara water that's on your hands. Okay, so then, in, just to point out, in footnote 22 in the Dershu, he says, in terms of pouring, when you, we say you have to go alternating between right and left, what about for the fourth wash? Can you do, when you've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 alternating, and you get to the fourth time, do you have to also do that alternating, or can you just do the third time and the fourth time on the right hand, and then the third time and the fourth time on the left hand? You get the question?
No.
The fourth time you wash, does it have to be also alternating, or can you just do, let's say you've washed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no, we'll do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, can you wash the seventh time, the seventh washing, can you do that also on the right hand, or you have to switch to the other hand as you go? Right? When you're washing off the water of the three times, the third time you washed, do you have to alternate like you did before, or can you do this? Can you do the third and fourth on the right hand together, one after the other? Did you get the shaila?
In the beginning, does the same apply if you're a left-hander?
Yes. Yes. Good shaila, but yes. But and again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is dealing with the shaila. Do you have to alternate even for the fourth washing? And he says the minhag is to be careful. Yes, to do that, but mikra, then there's no need to worry about that. You can do the third and the fourth on the right hand, and the third and the fourth on the left hand. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll explain to you later. Okay.
Three or four.
Mikra din three is enough. The fourth time is the grad addition to remove that water, but you can get away with it if you don't. But if you're trying to get away with something, I don't know. But again, people are generally machmir if they're going to go into the water the fourth time. Although mikra din, you might not have to worry about it. But again, the shailu is: do you have to do it alternating or not? Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Sarach lahazhir lanoshim. You have to warn the women. Shizor ben tzelef yadayim shalosh pa'amim b'seirugim kamar anoshim. They have to wash the way the men have to wash three times alternating on each hand. You have to warn them. V'gam heim b'takan mishnah achlim. Especially because they're the ones who are preparing the food many times. Shalosh yitamim b'yadayim. The hand should not be matame the food. If a person touches food without washing his hands, it's matame the food. You should also have children. Make sure children wash in the morning. Because they touch the food as well. Goy touching food without washing his hands, that's no concern. Because goyim are not makabel tuma. They don't get the ruach on their hands. There's nothing to worry about that. The Nafkamina, they asked Shaila, like Rabbi Yosef has got a famous tshuva about, do you have to worry in the bakery about, you've got a big bakery who's making bread for all the, do you have to worry about telling the workers to wash their hands? If they're goyim, for sure not. I don't know, I mean, you wash your hands for other reasons maybe, but hygiene, but not in terms of the three times. But as for Jews, you should be telling them to wash, although we're going to see soon that b'di'evet, even if they touched it, it would not prevent you from eating it. But we'll see that. Okay, coming up. As for children, we mentioned that you should have children wash. Now, there's a couple of paragraphs here in the Dershin 23. It brings a whole load of opinions about what age is the child that we're referring to. For your children, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, you need to know what age that is. So he says, children who touch food, if they haven't reached the age of chinuch, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, you can be mekel. But he writes, though, that if a person is careful from that, even from the age of, from the time of his bris milah, kodesh yoy meloy, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he will be titled holy for doing so. Then he brings the Yaivetz, who says that that even though the minig is before they reach chinuch, you don't have to wash their hands, nevertheless you should be machmeh even from the day of the milah, and some see that it's asim min adin from the day of the milah. So that's another opinion. Okay, according to this Yaivetz, he says that some say that actually you have to wash on the day of the milah, although generally he's saying that in those times it was a minig from the age of chinuch. Then he brings in the second paragraph, he brings the Yashiv, who says you should be makpid to wash the hands of a child from when he starts to walk. And then another person quotes him a bit differently, that from the age when he understands when people speak to him. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky then, he brings at the end, almost the end, he says that he should be washing his hands when a child, you should be washing the hands of a child when that child is starting to touch food, or to touch their mouth or to touch their eyes, then you should be washing their hands. If they're too young for that, they're babies, or they wouldn't do that, then there's nothing to worry about. Then he brings the Chazon Ish at the end, who says that yesh lahakdim l'toras yudeihem lifnei shehigiyu l'klal negiyah. Again, same type of nusach, that before they start touching food, you should be washing their hands. But there's a whole about eight different opinions over here. You can, I suppose, take your pick. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi which one to follow in terms of small children. there is a skula apparently to have a bris on time, is to wash the baby's hands, the baby boy's hands, already from the first day he's born. That's skuli, right, that the bris should be on time. But okay, but we see it's much more makeup in terms of lamaisa, halacha lamaisa, in terms of halacha, that is, where, the age you have to wash children's hands. Now we get to Sif Gimel, right, the second line of the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Gimel, right? A person should be careful before he washes his hands. He shouldn't touch his mouth, his nose, his ears, or his eyes. And the Mishnah Berurah is the one line. The Mishnah Berurah, Koydin Natila, and Sif Kon Yadalef, because it can cause damage to those limbs, his person's eyesight, his hearing, etc., if he does not wash his hands before he touches those orifices. Sif Dalad in the Shulchan Aruch. Even a person did wash his hands should be careful not to touch his rear end, the hole there, because it brings a person to hemorrhoids. A person should not touch the place where he did bloodletting in those days, because touching damages the wound. This is probably generally good advice any time a person's got a wound, is not to touch it, because it's going to damage it. Mishnah Berurah in Dala, which is Sifkotan Yud Gimel. Fast moving today, up and down. Afilu, v'chule, right? We said, even a person who washed his hands. V'koidim natila, and before a person washes his hands, yesh oisim meligab b'fiyatabas, afilu v'mikri, a person should be careful not to touch his rear end, even just on the off chance. V'chein la'ama b'mokim ha'nekev, and even a person, a male organ in the place of the hole, afilu imnos, even if he's married, he shouldn't touch there. V'chein ki ha'gavna, same thing for the place where the bloodletting was done. Because at that time, before he washes his hands, the ruach ra, the evil spirit that's on his hands, can do damage to any of the orifices of the body. Even if it's not a natural one, even if it's a wound, that also the ruach ra can damage if a person touches over there. He's got ruach ra on his fingers, that's the point. Okay, hey, in the Shulchan Aruch. Back up to the top again. Lo yiga begige sheicha shemishmush hayad mafsid hasheicha. A person should not touch the barrel of beer, because touching with the hand damages the beer in the barrel. So says the Mishnah Berurah, mafsid hasheicha. Yosef Kon Yudalot. V'im noga b'machal koydim shenata yadov. If a person did touch food before he washed his hands, ein le'eso amachal alidezer. That would not, but the evidence that would not cause the food to become osis, bring from the chayadim. But you need to be very careful, though, nevertheless. Ideally, you should not be touching any food. If a person did, you can wash that food three times. If you set out your hand, you can wash three times. You can wash the food three times. Right? A person should not smoke tobacco. Right? Lishtois asham means to smoke. Drinking smoke. Right? A person should not smoke before he washes his hands. Some would say even after washes his hands, but that's not us, you know. Okay, there's a couple of footnotes, 25 and 26, in the Deir Shu. 25 will do the first part of it, well, the first two paragraphs. If a person touched fruit and vegetables, which are usually peeled, so you'd say, well, I can just peel it and take off the tumor. No. So Rechaim Kanevsky says, even in that situation, you need to wash it three times. Then he brings the next paragraph there. Other foods that have ruach ra on them, such as, not from touching them with unwashed hands, but for other reasons. We know this idea that if a person left overnight, peeled garlic, peeled onion, or egg that's been peeled, so it's got ruach ra on it, right? People might be familiar with that halacha. So it's asa to eat them because of ruach ra. So he brings from the Azza Chaim that don't think that it helps there to wash three times, because it doesn't. You can't compare one case of ruach ra to another. Two ruach ra's don't mix. You can't compare one to the other, and washing in three times will not work in that case. And then he adds at the end that washing three times that we said in the Mishnah Berurah only helps for a dry solid, but not for a liquid. I don't know how you wash a liquid, but something liquid, whatever, would not help to wash it three times. And then he brings from the Stechemed at the end that he brings the Mishnah Berurah in the name of Achas Chaim, and he says he's mistapik if it would help to wash for other ruach ra that we discussed. But he writes at the end, very helpful, that Esrug, that was under a bed, he says you could be that you can wash it three times and it will help you. I'm not talking about eating over here or using it for the mitzvah. If you left an Esrug under a bed, you can wash it three times according to the Stechemed. Okay, and then in 26 he brings, what's the reason why you can't smoke before you wash and tear your daim? So he says two reasons. You're going to touch your nose. Again, I suppose you're talking about not smoking, but like putting, you know, sniffing tobacco, whatever. You're going to touch your nose. That's number one. And also, you're going to, if when you do that, you're going to be touching the tobacco, and the tobacco that's left in the box is going to become tummy through your touching. So two good reasons not to sniff tobacco before you wash yourself. Okay. Could be therefore that smoking a cigarette might not apply. You're not touching your mouth or your nose necessarily, and you're not touching the tobacco. You're holding it in a, you're holding it in a thing. So maybe that, that might be different. Sif Vav. Yeah, Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein tzarech revi'is nachef yadayim l'tfila. If you're talking about for tefillah, you don't mi'ikra din, you don't need a revi'is of water. Unlike for suda where you do, but for tefillah you don't. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ein tzarech, right? Sif Kotam Tes Vav. But in Laima di Eved ein ma'akev habocham v'acham tzarech yadayim. That means to say that you could still make the bochiv even if you use less than a revi'is. However, ideally, Tovlak Pitch, Yelai Gam Kenvisa, ideally should have a revius, Kamashikasov, Basif, Shachaz, we're going to find the next Sif. Dekai Gam Al Shiela Revius, Kamashikasov, Achoina, even though when it's not clear what we're talking about in the next Sif, we're saying it applies also to using a revius, just like you do by a Suda, you should buy the filler as well, Lechat Chila. But the evidence, if you didn't, you could still make a Bocha. Let's finish off with Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin. Tov. We kind of discussed this not so long ago, and at the end of Sif Aleph we spoke about it, almost sounds the same thing. Here we're saying it is correct, it's good to be makpid in the Netzias Yodayim in the morning for tefillah with all of the things that are ma'akev for washing to have a bread meal. And says the Ramah, Mihu ain't a ma'akev likely v'loy koyach gavra u'shah ha'drama poislim. He says, but the ever though, it's not ma'akev if you don't have a kli to use and you're not using kreach gavra, it's coming automatically, not through you pouring it, as we'll mention. And other things that are pasul usually for washing your hands for a suda will not pasul, but the ever for washing for tefillah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll have a footnote maybe to finish. Sifkot and Tezayin in the Mishnah Berurah, ein ma'akev. Right, it doesn't says the Ramah. It does. It's not. It doesn't prevent you from. It work, means it works for the Eved. But the Leima, the Eved in Bracha, you could still make a Bracha if you didn't do these things. But Yuchal Avach Al Nitzias Yadayim, you could make that Bracha. Or Yafilu Lechatchila Hechadi Efshe Binyan Acher. You could. I mean, if you've got no choice, if you can't do Koyach Gavra, if you haven't got a Kli, whatever it might be, you don't have Ruvius. Then Lechatchila, you can rely on the various leniencies that we're saying, which are not ma'akev by tefillah, you could rely on, so to speak, lechatchila, if you don't have the water or whatever it might be. But when you do have it available, then all these different requirements, then you should be makpid. Again, all these requirements, we've mentioned a few, right? We've mentioned a few so far today. We've mentioned a revius, using a revius of water. We've mentioned using a kli, as opposed to just running the water on without a kli. Koyach gavra has to come from the force of a person rather than just like the case of, we're going to mention what that is, what that isn't. Those three things we've mentioned so far, you should be careful if you can, but if not, they're not ma'akev. We'll come back to maybe 27 at the end, we'll see. Or we'll mention it. Okay, well, let's mention 27. I'm going to read it inside with enough time, but at least to mention that and he says, Hefshe Tov Lahakpid. So he says, what about Chatzitza? Right, we know for a Suda, when you wash your hands for a Suda, you should be makpid, there's no Chatzitza on your hands. Without getting into all the details of Chatzitza, a person's got mud all over his hands, he needs to remove the mud before he washes his hands for a Suda. Does that apply to Tefillah? He says, the Machlaik is in the Poiskim, basically. That footnote 27 brings the Machlaik is in the Poiskim as to whether or not Chatzitza are something you should be careful from when you wash your hands for Tefillah. Sifkon Yud Zayin, loy le kli. So he says the Ramah says not ma'akev to use a kli. But Salaima the Mahani af lahavir ruach ra. Even without a kli, you could remove it achieves removing the ruach ra, not just allowing you to daven, but it removes the ruach ra as well. But lechein im ein loy kli shalim. If you don't have a full kli, you don't have a proper kli to use. What does it mean? You got a broken kli. Mutter litol mikli nokov. You are allowed to use a kli with a hole in it. Vechein mi plump. Which is I think that's how it works. You draw water with it. What? A pump. Yeah. You could use a pump. Asher ein kan koyakava, even if it's not coming from the force of human force. Vola come on. The Hilchos and Tefillah. Next page, page 18. Last line. Avalim shich shich yad b'mayim. But if you just rubbed your hands, you put your hands in a bucket of water, moved your hands around or whatever, like Mahani Luachwa, Lakaman, it will not help you for the problem of Ruachwa, as we're going to mention later on. Okay, Adkan.